Hello, everybody. Waylon Chavez here, creator of the 6 Hours to Six Figures training program for realtors. And I just want to take a few seconds today to emphasize and also let you know that I live what I teach and I practice what I preach. And I wanted to ask you guys today, are you still living to work or are you working to live? You know, and there is a big difference. When we live to work, our career and our jobs are our is what we're working for. When it's the other way around, we go to work so we can plan our life and live our life according to our terms. As you can see behind me, is the reason I wanted to check in with you guys today and show you and start checking in more often is to show you it actually can be done. I'm very fortunate to be out in Florida now, being able to work while my business is still running back home, while I'm still being able to do this, reach you, reach more people, all while I am able to live life and not be confined to not be able to do nothing because of my job and my work and my career. And that's been my goal through starting the Six Figure Realtor Revolution, through creating the 6 Hours to Six Figures training program, because I myself started real estate 15 years ago, didn't know where to go, thought I was working 24/7, 365, and thought that was the norm until I didn't want to know more, because previously I had worked the previous 10 years for the city or county government doing the same thing. And I got into real estate to have the freedom, but it ended up doing the same thing as working 24/7, 365, not having a life. So I said to myself, is this what I'm really going to do for the rest of my life? How can I change this to where I can actually live life, create experiences, and have a fulfilled life rather than working and working and working and waiting to live until I retired? So that's when I started getting into personal development. I started learning for myself. I started being my own test subject. And what 15 years later, what I've came up with is a 6 Hours to Six Figures training program for realtors. So what I wanted to do today is to actually show you, sit and just share with you for a few minutes and show you that I actually live what I preach and I do what I teach, you know, and live what I preach. So I'm not just sitting here telling you to do it when I'm not doing it. You know, a couple of weeks ago, you saw me. I was in Phoenix, Arizona. So I actually do implement this and do live what I preach. And the reason for that is, you know, most of us have families. We want to create experiences with that. I have a 15-year-old son. I don't want him to grow up because I'm working and not have the experiences of not being able to travel, not being able to go new places, not being able to try new things. I don't want to wait till I retire to start living. We don't know what's going to happen between the time we work and the time we retire. We may not even be here anymore. So don't put off your living until you retire. Work to live, not live to work. So what I want to do is give you three strategies so you can actually implement this. Because remember, as I say in my trainings, and if you're not part of the Six Figure Realtor Revolution Facebook group, go ahead and search that or go to www.sixfiguresrealtor.com. It'll take you to that Facebook group and you can join our community. We're almost at 1,000 people there and we want to grow. I want to give you tips and strategies that you can simply and simplify implement into your daily life that are going to get you the results. But what I tell my training students and my coaching clients is just because it's simple does not mean it's easy. Sometimes the simplest things in life are the hardest because they're so simple that we put them off to think, oh, that doesn't work because it's too easy. But it's not the easiness or the simplicity that creates the results, it's the consistency. So tip number one is you must decide what you want. Why did you get into real estate? Why are you a realtor? Are you on a team? Are you a solo agent? What is it? But why did you get in? So many times when we get in, like I did, I got in and I said, you know what? I wanted the freedom. I wanted to earn lots of money. But in all actuality, I went back to what I was doing previously when I was driving a trash truck. It's just working 24/7, 365 and doing the same thing over and over and expecting a different result. And still, until I learn the personal development side of it and how to implement it, and there's actually a system that you can follow for success, I did not do that. So I was my test subject for the last 15 years. Like I said, I tried new things, I implemented, I changed, I adjusted course until something worked. And 15 years later, this is what came up, is this course, is the Six Figure Realtor Revolution, the 6 Hours to Six Figures for Realtors. But number one is you must decide what you want. Most people in life never get what they want because they never decide what they want. Don't be that person. That was me for so long. I just said I just wanted to make money. I wanted to make a comfortable living and I wanted to support and provide my wife for my wife and my son and my family. But there's so much more to that in life. Yes, those are still my main priorities, and that's why I do everything I do. But in addition to that, I want to create experiences, like I said. Number two is you have to decide why you want it, because without any emotion backing, it's just a good idea. Until you say, I want to do this because I want to create experiences for my family. I want to create experiences for my kids. I want to send them to private school. I want to create generational wealth for them. Until you get that why behind the what, you will not take action. And you may take a little action, but you won't stay consistent in the action just because you don't have that why behind you. Once you get that why and the purpose behind you, that's what's going to lead you to take the consistent action. And number three is you must take action every single day with the rule of five. And if you haven't heard of my rule of five, what it is, you do five actions every single day that are going to get you closer to achieving your number one goal. And that could be five private messages, five texts, five calls, five emails, five phone calls, personal phone calls, actually ringing and dialing. So, you know, if you imagine if you did the rule of five every single day, day in and day out, by the end of the year, how many people could you have contacted? How many people could you have served? How much value could you have brought to your community and to society? And in return, you will generate the business. Remember, us as realtors are not here to be transactional. We're here to serve. We're here to provide value, and we're here to guide and educate our clients and be that resource. So I just wanted to take a few minutes, sit with you guys, and show you that it can actually be done, that I live what I teach and I practice what I preach. I'm sitting here in sunny Florida for the next few weeks. I'm very blessed to be able to do that and still reach you guys and still work. But I just wanted to show you that it can be done. I don't just talk it, I live it also. So tip number one was you must decide what you want. Tip number two, you must decide why you want it. And tip number three, you must take consistent action every day with the rule of five. So again, if you have not joined the Six Figure Realtor Revolution Facebook group, go to www.sixfiguresrealtor.com and you'll go right to that. And if you haven't subscribed to the podcast, we are on Apple Podcasts. We would appreciate you to subscribe. We would appreciate a review, but stay tuned. It is my goal to bring this to the real estate industry and revolutionize the real estate industry with it, because I feel this is what's lacking in the real estate industry is the personal development side of it. And I'm going to end with a quote that I came up with, and it goes like this. It says, without personal development, there's no professional development. And what I mean by that is, if you're not professionally developed within yourself on what you want, how you want it, if you're not happy in all the areas of your life, how are you going to go out and serve others to create a profitable business and a high six-figure business? So again, thank you for joining. I just wanted to take a few minutes to share some tips with you guys. I hope you're all doing great, and we will talk to you soon.